Future plans and career choices. What are my future plans? I often wonder about my future, as I am about to finish secondary school. The number one question in my mind is which profession should I choose? It is very hard to make any definite choices, because I know they will affect me for the rest of my life. I want a profession that will satisfy me, challenge me, and bring me joy. I believe that a job should be like a hobby. I want to love my work and know that I'm making a difference in the world by helping other people. First of all, I want to finish secondary school. Soon I will take the first important exam of my life, the final graduation exam. I will be tested in 4 different subjects, the Czech and German languages, biology and chemistry. After my graduation, I would like to study at the medical university to become a doctor. Ever since I was a child, I have dreamt of curing people and healing diseases. It takes a long time to study medicine. It is very difficult and requires a tremendous amount of patience and hard work. I hope that I will be able to meet these demands and that my dream will come true. Later, I would like to work in a hospital or in a private practice. During my secondary studies, I worked on biology and chemistry projects. The experience from working on these projects has given me insight into science that far exceeds what I could have learned at school. In addition, I also developed my patience and diligence and gained valuable experience when I gave public speeches about our research. This opportunity will be a great advantage for my future studies. During the last few summer vacations, I worked as an assistant nurse at a hospital. I believe that real-life experience with patients, medicine, doctors and nurses is the best start for a future medical student. I cannot really imagine having a family yet, but I am 18 years old, so I have to start thinking about it. As of now, I am only focusing my attention on finishing my studies. Also, before I have a family, I would like to travel overseas. I want to see countries like Japan, Finland, and travel through the African continent. After I finish my education and travels, I plan to get married and have a family. I would like to live with my future family in a quiet, natural countryside setting. I am personally interested in becoming a doctor. However, there are many different career opportunities. You can work in manufacturing, service, agriculture, or business. Everyone has to decide which path is best for him or herself once they finish elementary school. One option is to continue in secondary school. The second option is to choose another branch of the educational system. It is very important to consider your interests when you choose your future profession. Everyone would like to be good at what they choose. Sometimes, people continue to study even after they receive their degree. It is always important to learn more, and in some professions you have to constantly study in order to be at the forefront of your field. For example, doctors, scientists, and computer programmers must be aware of the latest research in the field and apply this knowledge to their work. What about the risk of unemployment? Often, it is especially hard for young people who just finished their studies to find a job. Or it might happen that you have a profession that you love and you suddenly lose your job. Many people who find themselves unemployed try to improve their chances of entering the job market by attending various training courses. The rate of unemployment is steadily increasing. In some cases, you might find that neither the employment agencies nor the unemployment benefits are able to help you. In this situation, you must help yourself. Here is a list of traditional professions: baker, cook, shoemaker, miller, butcher, blacksmith, bricklayer, weaver, tailor, winemaker, doctor, nurse, waitress, salesperson, painter, and architect. With the development of industry and technology, many new professions have surfaced, such as mechanic, driver, electrician, tinsmith, design engineer, and more are being added every year. Some of the more popular career choices are economist, lawyer, manager, air hostess, singer or actor. What should a correct CV look like? My name is Eddie Smith. I was born on the 12th of May 1979 in Olomouc. I live in Bila Lhota, Hollyhoe Street, number 20, and I am single. From 1985 to 1993, I attended the elementary school in Bila Lhota, and after 8th grade, I began studying at the secondary school in Olomouc. I graduated in 1997, and since then I have been studying at the Faculty of Commerce at the Prague School of Economics. I am interested in literature, classical music and foreign languages. While studying at secondary school, I worked for a literary school, and I won a national language competition in 1997. The prize I received was 3 weeks' stay in Germany. From 1994 to 1997, I studied German and English at a language school in Olomouc. I graduated in both languages in accordance with the national standards. As a result of my qualifications, I work as an interpreter for a local travel agency during the weekends and vacations. When I graduate from the university, I would like to pursue a career in the field of foreign trade.